Adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil met Myra Trent in the jungle and heard from her that Peter Hawkins and his son Ronnie were once again Bhutan's prisoners. Jim left immediately to attempt to rescue them, but returned shortly for Lil, telling of the discovery of a machine gun mounted on a bluff overlooking Bhutan's camp, manned by a crew of two natives, and that he needed her help. A short time later, Jim and Lil surprised the two guards, overpowered them, bound them up, and seized the machine gun. As Jim and Lil watched from the bluff, they saw Peter Hawkins and his son led from the hut and lined up before a firing squad of native executioners. As Hawkins and Ronnie faced the guns, Jungle Jim and Lil swung the machine gun into position. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Peter Hawkins and his son Ronnie were facing Bhutan's firing squad when suddenly a burst of machine gun fire drove their executioners away. While Ronnie and his father were escaping into the jungle, Peter Hawkins was hit by a stray rifle bullet.
Oh, father, what's the matter?
They got me, boy. Run, save yourselves.
Where is it, father? Where did the bullet strike you?
My back. Run, run, find Jungle Jim. You can come back to me later.
Father, I'm going to carry you. Put your arms around my neck.
Oh, no. It's no use. You'll be killed.
We'll get away, father. That's a machine gun Jungle Jim has. He can keep them from following us once we get into the jungle. All ready?
Easy. Careful. Watch out.
There. There, I've got you. It's all right now. We're far enough in so they can't see us.
Keep going. A little further. Oh.
This is far enough. I'm going to have a look at that wound. I want to see how badly you're bleeding. I'll try not to hurt you as I put you down.
It's all right, Ronnie boy.
Yeah? Easy now. Be careful. There, that does it. Now let's have a look at you. I'm going to tear your shirt off.
Is it bad, boy?
Wait a bit. No, father. You're going to be all right. You were shot low in the shoulder. The bullet hit your shoulder blade.
Well, if that's all, get me some water. I'll be all right.
I've got to take the bullet out so that I can stop the bleeding. It's going to hurt a little.
No, it's son.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, Ronnie. Oh, wait.
That's all over, Dad. I've got it. Now I'll bandage that shoulder.
Ronnie, listen.
Keep calm. There's someone coming. I've got the rifle. You stay where you are. I'm going to find out who it is. Father, it's Myra. Myra.
Ronnie, where are you?
This way, Myra.
Oh, Ronnie, oh, I'm so glad you're all right. I heard the firing and came out to look around.
Myra, father's been hit. I've just taken a bullet out of his shoulder.
Oh, Mr. Hawkins, are you hurt badly?
No, I'll be around in a few minutes.
Well, Ronnie, we've got to strap this wound.
I started to do it, then I heard you.
All right, Ronnie, you keep watch. I'll bandage the wound. Come on now.
Take it easy, boys.
There, thank you.
It hurts him.
Watch now. Be careful, it'll be all right.
You're a good nurse, Myra.
Well, she took care of you before when you were sick, Ronnie boy.
There. Now it won't bleed anymore.
But we've got to get him someplace where we can leave him to rest.
We'll go to Jim's cave. It's not far. Jim and Mr. Veal told me to wait there for them.
Good. Let's get started, then. Father, I'm going to carry you again.
Well, just help me up, boy.
All right,
if you
be careful
help
now.
Me up, I can walk.
Let's try it, Ronnie. I'll get on one side of him and you take the other.
All right.
Come on now.
Watch out, though.
Oh.
That's it. That's it. Give me your hand, boy.
Here you are, Father.
Watch it.
Lean up. Now, can you make it?
Lead the way.
We'll take it slowly. It's not far.
It would be my luck to get it now that we've got a good chance of getting
easy,
away.
Father.
But you haven't told me what happened. How did you escape from Bhutan?
Jungle Jim and Mr. Breel saved our lives, Myra. We didn't see them, but I'm sure they were the ones who turned a machine gun on Bhutan and his men, just as they were lining up to shoot us.
It was them, Ronnie. Jim said that he'd found a machine gun manned by two men, and he and Mr. Veer left to capture it.
I knew it was him.
But where are they now?
They're holding the bluff overlooking the camp. Just as soon as you and Father are safe in the cave, I'm going back and join them.
Oh, no, Ronnie, you mustn't.
They need me, Myra, and I'm going back.
Oh, no, please.
Where is this cave we're heading for?
We're almost there now. The entrance is just ahead. But, Ronnie, you can't go back.
He's got to, Miss Trent. Jungle Jim and Mr. Breel have saved our lives more than once. We've got to do all we can to help them.
I know. Oh, I'll be glad when this is all over.
We all feel that way, Myra. But we've got to face it now.
I will. Here's the cave entrance. You'll have to bend down, Mr. Hawkins.
I'll help you, Father.
Watch it.
Watch your head.
I'll be all right now.
I know that you will. Take good care of him, Myra.
You're leaving?
I'm going to join Jungle Jim and Mr. Breel.
Meanwhile, far to the south of Bhutan's camp, an airplane carrying Captain Carstairs and Lieutenant Rogers of the Royal Air Force approaches Dumba Pass.
We must be nearing Dumba Pass, Captain Carstairs.
Yes, just a short distance ahead, Lieutenant Rogers. You will land there for a few minutes, and then we shall continue.
Right, sir. The field below us looks to be an excellent field.
It is. I've used it many times. There, left. The bombing squadron has arrived. I can see them with the glasses.
I see them, sir. They're in formation.
You'll come down as near them as possible.
Yes, sir. I'll circle to come into the wind.
This is all right, Lieutenant. Come in for a landing.
Yes, sir.
Good. I don't think we shall be here long. Be prepared to take off again immediately. In the meantime, issue orders for the bombers and scouts to remain here until we return. I must find Lieutenant Boggs, who's in charge of the native troops.
Yes, sir. This may be your man coming.
It is. Issue your orders to the squadron immediately and return here.
It will only take a moment, sir. I'm glad to see you, Captain Carstairs.
Thank you, Boggs. Anything to report?
No, sir. No one has attempted to come through the pass since you were here the other day, sir.
Splendid. That means that this Prince Bhutan is still there. How many men have you here?
30 now, sir.
Good. You'll leave 10 here, placing the sergeant in command. Take the rest and proceed to Dumba Pass immediately.
We're ready to march, sir.
If possible, you will surround Prince Bhutan's camp and see that none escape. We don't know how many men he has, but you ought to do the best you can. We'll give you support from the air.
Yes, sir.
My pilot is returning. That's all. Carry on.
Yes, sir.
You ready to leave, Rogers?
All ready, sir. Flight F will wait here until we return. Further orders.
Splendid. Let's get started.
Yes, sir.
You take off and fly straight north.
Right, sir. Do you know how far ahead this Prince Bhutan's hideout is located, sir?
Not exactly, Rogers. I understand it isn't far from the pass, but due to the fact that the territory is almost impassable, it takes a day or two to make the trip on foot.
Then we should be sighting the spot soon, sir.
What was that, Rogers?
They're being fired on, sir. Those were bullets passing through the wings.
All right. There's a party of natives below. They must be getting close. Looks as if we were in for a fight, Rogers. I'm going to unlimber the machine gun.
Shall I get more altitude, sir?
Might be wise, although I doubt there's much danger from rifle bullets. At any rate, we can see better from this altitude.
Yes, sir. There seems to be something to our right, sir, just over that hill.
Camp. There, right, immediately.
Well, that must be the Tiger Claw camp, sir. According to this map, there is no other village in these hills.
You'll soon find out. Hold your altitude and fly directly overhead. I want to get a good look at that camp.
Very well, sir. Captain, there's a battle of some sort going on down there.
Thank you. Where?
You see those puffs of smoke from that hill? It isn't much, sir, but I'd swear there's a machine gun in operation.
Hold your course. I'll use the glasses. Yes, it is a machine gun, Rogers. And there's a woman there. Must be operative 19.
Shouldn't we do something, sir?
We're going to do something, Lieutenant.
Are you going to attempt a landing?
No. We're going to circle over the camp and drive Bhutan and his murderers back with our machine guns.
During the time this scene has been going on in the air, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil have been fighting for their lives on the bluff overlooking the camp.
They've gone back into the jungle again, Jim.
Yes, but we've got to be careful, Lil. They may try to come up from behind.
If they do, we'll be ready for them. Oh, if we only knew how badly hurt Mr. Hawkins
is. He was wounded, all right. Ronnie had to pick him up and carry him into the jungle. Oh, I only hope they're able to find Myra Trent.
There's one thing we're sure of. We've kept Bhutan too busy to follow them.
Yes, but we've got to find some way to capture him, Lil. Why, if he should skip out on us now,
He won't, Jim. Don't forget that we took him by surprise. He's not going to China and leave $500,000 worth of emeralds there in his hut.
Yeah, well, I just hope he tries to get them, that's all.
Jim!
You hear that? What? Someone's calling.
Jungle Jim! Mr. Breel!
Well, that's Ronnie Hawkins. Ronnie! We're up here on the bluff. Up here, come on!
He's alone, Jim. He must have left his father.
Oh, Jim, I thought perhaps I could help, so I came as soon as I could.
Ronnie, how's your father? Is he badly wounded?
He'll be all right. The bullet was in the shoulder. I dug it out. He's weak now from loss of blood.
Where did you leave him?
He's in the cave with Myra. She heard the firing and came out to make sure that everything was all right. We met her in the jungle.
Oh, good. That's one worry off our hands. And the three of us now. And that's enough to take care of Bhutan and his men.
Have you seen them since they ran into the jungle?
Only occasionally, Ronnie. They'll probably wait until night to attack.
Just the same, I don't think that we ought to take chances.
You're right, Lil. Now, Ronnie, you've got a rifle. Stand guard at that end of the bluff. Lil can stay at this end, and I'll watch the village.
Jim, they're coming.
Yes, and from both directions. It's an attack. Keep down. I've got the machine gun placed so I can swing it.
They've gone back. Jim, listen, what's that?
Look, a plane.
What? You're right. And it's a British government plane, too.
Jim, they didn't see us. Fire the machine gun. They may hear it.
Oh, we've got to attract their attention.
There's no use, Jim. They've gone. They flew directly north. They didn't see us.
The natives are coming up the side of the cliff, Jim.
What? Well, it won't take long to drive them down.
Jim, why don't you use the machine gun?
I can't, Lil. It's jammed.
Will Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and Ronnie be able to hold the natives off with the machine gun out of commission? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, Gags and Gals, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, and Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.